Jason Lee Podcast.
All right, welcome back to a new episode of the Jason Lee Podcast. Woo, what a day, what a day, what a day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Ain't that what they say?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Okay, look, I'm not coming here with a sermon. No, I've not been to the Vatican. No, I... We should... This applause is long.
It's long.
But anyway, we're happy to be here. We're back in the studio. Lots to talk about today. Before we even get started, let me see where it is on the list. I don't even think it's on... Yeah, it is. Okay, we'll talk about it later. Listen, how y'all doing? Can I first check in with all the people that tune into the Jason Lee Podcast and Jason Lee Show, and you too as well. But let me just say, I hope that all of you are doing well. I know that I've been stressed beyond lately, not just because the election's over, you already know that, but we have a big, 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 big deal happening next week that I can't talk to you about just right now, but I'm sure you'll see it online soon. And then after that, we have other big deals coming, and then the award show is 3 months away. And so I have stressed myself out. And so I was in therapy yesterday, and my therapist said that good stress is better than bad stress. Mm. But like I told him, Dr. Elliot, it all feels the same. I have chosen the stress, mm-hmm. but I'm also in this transitional part of my life where if you've been following me from the beginning, you've seen the Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored podcast. You saw me rotate co-hosts better than Beyonce did them girls. You saw me then go on to do the Gag Nation and coming out the train with the whole gagging chain. And then you saw the era where I lost all the weight and bought all the clothes I could never fit and all the jewelry that I didn't need. And then you saw me take trips all over the world multiple times. 6 times to Dubai in 1 year, 6 times to Aruba. It was just all sixes all the way down. And then you saw me get denied about a talk show and build a talk. I have done so much that I'm not complaining about, but I'm at a point in my life where less is more. And I've been in this transitional state where there's lots of things I want to say, but I'm taking the right time to sit with it all before I say it because I know my words have impact now more than ever. Rob has just realized after our trip to Miami that I'm famous. You didn't know I was famous?
Oh, come on. I said to you at the table that I'm glad you finally are accepting the fact that you're famous.
Yeah. Well, I still don't accept the fact that I'm famous, but I do accept the fact because I think Rihanna's famous, Beyonce's famous, Miley Cyrus is famous, Lady Gaga is famous. I'm very recognizable, especially when, I have to say, we were in Miami and we went to go to this little day party thing because we just wanted to go out and smoke hookah and have a good time. And because we'd been working so much and mm-hmm. it was a vacation. And we got stopped by so many people to the point to where the venue stopped people from coming over to speak to me. And Rob was like, yeah, I told you you're famous. And here's what I know for sure. Fame is an easy thing to get addicted to if that's all you're seeking. Like if you were one of those kids who was bullied as a kid and never had opportunity and always wanted to be the popular person and then finally you get it, I can see how you could become intoxicated by it. But I've seen so many famous people get super famous and rich, lose all the money and still have the fame, and then it leads to suicide or drugs or other things. I never want to be that guy. I want to be able to do the glitz and glamour work, all that, but also go back and run for office and have a job that in many ways seems regular or normal because I'm a regular, normal person. But I will tell you, to those of you who did stop me, thank you so much. Those of you that stopped me, wanted me to interview with your platforms, thank you for asking me. And the reason why I stopped to talk to you is because we're all supposed to be supporting each other no matter how big we get, no matter how successful. And I do have to tell you the one thing, though, and being humble, I will be very clear that I am at the top of the game and there's nobody above me and there's nobody better than me. There's nobody close to being better than me. And this is not being cocky. Sure. This is me just saying that I have put in the fucking work. I have built it. I have created. I have, and I own it. And I still have this crazy, crazy ability to go viral and reach people. And to all of you watching, I appreciate your support and our fans day ones. Thank you. Part of that transitional state too is I really feel like the whole Gag Nation thing for me, it's come to an end. Like my fans, my friends, my family are going to always be that. And yes, we're going to keep them gagging by leveling up and doing things to change the world. But the whole Gag Nation movement, the whole gagging, you know, that for me has come to an end. And so we have an entire merch line that we never really pushed. We're going to have a going out of gagging sale. And so just be looking for that soon. You're still going to be my, you know, day ones, all of you, the Amberlynns, the, you know, all of you, what's her name with the mess? The messy report, Sharon. Okay. Sharon. All of you, you know, who were part of our journey from day one, y'all still going to be down with us, but we're transitioning out of that brand. And so we'll have a going out of sale. And then I have a big surprise for my number one Gag Nation supporter. But yeah, I'm just in a really interesting place right now in life, and I love where we're going. And it takes me back to a conversation I had a long time ago with Queen Latifah, where she said, just really build your base and then take them on a journey with you. And even though we haven't intentionally been talking about this journey, we're literally just on the journey, starting where we started years ago, dreaming it up, watching it evolve. And I know for sure that we're just getting started in many ways. But yeah, I don't know. It's been an interesting time. What have you all last couple of days and my ideas of different things?
I feel like one thing about you, you're going to have 1,000,010 ideas, but the crazier thing is that they all come alive.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, what's also interesting about that whole fame conversation is I thought about it even more when we were sitting down in Miami, because Amber Rose talked about it in your interview. And if y'all haven't watched it, go watch it. But she talked about how once you're famous, you're always famous, right? Mm-hmm. So like you've become a part of people's like daily digestion of entertainment. So it's just your life now.
Yeah. I knew you were famous when that person recorded you in the full arena at the Bad Bunny concert. They like zoomed in on you. I'm like, oh my God, Jason.
Yeah. And then afterwards I reposted like, duh, you know? Yeah. Oh, shout out to Bad Bunny. So we were invited to go see Bad Bunny by his team. We tried to sneak out early because I'm older now and I'm tired. I got tired. And when we got outside, they were like, where you at? They want to see you. And then we tried to get back in, but I had thrown my VIP bracelet away. And we went and found it, but still, remember? Oh, you weren't there.
I was.
Okay. I didn't even tell you guys a story.
No.
So Bad Bunny's team invites me to go down and see the show. First of all, let me say right now, Bad Bunny is a bigger artist than Drake. Bad Bunny's bigger than Drake. And this is not to hate or shade Drake. I love Drake. As you know, I've known Drake from when he was a Bad Bunny. I'm telling you right now, Bad Bunny is a bigger global artist than Drake. Remember I tell you, because he's just getting started. He hasn't even been in the game as long as Drake. And I will say that his team, very much like how we deal with each other and talk to each other, like they're very close. He has his close people around him. I love their vibe. I love his relationship with his manager, Noah. I love the humility. The only blimp in his career that I saw was when he was over there with that Kardashian girl, but you know, he got in and out and he didn't make it on an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So he saved himself, I think. But other than that, I love Bad Bunny and I look forward to building a relationship with him and his team. And he's fucking gorgeous. But I loved his show. He had men, women, trans. I mean, he had everything up there. It was very inclusive. He's smart. So whatever you're doing, Bad Bunny, keep doing it. But no, when we went to the concert, yes, the people, y'all, you know, it was a different demo. They knew me and they treated me well too. And another thing that happened that I have to tell you is that Nas walked up to me.
Oh, it was that night?
That night. Those of you that have been following my career from the beginning, my first big hit before being the councilman was when I did the interview with Khalees that went super viral. And I grew up listening to Nas and then fell in love with Khalees. And that romance is most people in hip hop and in the culture did. And so when I got the interview, not knowing what was coming, and it was so big that, I mean, I felt the weight of what was going to happen. And it shook the hip hop world. It was really one of the big first moments of going viral, not even knowing how to go viral. And so it's always been awkward when I see Nas out because I know the impact that that interview had on his career, on him as a person. Although he's gone on to be a very successful entrepreneur, he's made millions and millions of dollars. He's part owner of the Ring app. He's a very successful tech entrepreneur. Let's be very clear. And he's a hip hop icon. And his song, I Can, is part of my campaign theme when I talk about the children and the dreams of what all of them can become. But anyway, Nas walks in and I see him and I'm standing there with Sarah. Sarah works with Khalees. And I'm like, oh my God, like, God, why? God, I thought you forgot about me. You must have remembered I was coming tonight. So here comes Nas, and he walked over to me and he shook my hand. And I said, listen, nice to meet you, Icon, you know, formally, whatever. We had a really quick moment. Ty Dolla Sign was there. Pablo Pumas,
Peso Pluma?
He was there. He's super famous too, right? He looked like Machine Gun Kelly a little bit.
A Mexican Machine Gun Kelly. Mm-hmm.
I didn't say that. See, I don't
he
bring
does. Ray. Machine Gun Kelly is cute.
We count. We can always count on Marina to bring race into the conversation. He did look like a Spanish Machine Gun Kelly. But anyway, everybody was there. Hit Boy was there. Anyway, had a great time. Ty Dolla Sign shot.
Aaron Carter. There.
Sarah.
Me and my friend Sarah, we go to the VIP of Crypto Center to go inside, and it's a little line of people who are going because it's a very exclusive. I mean, we're Bad Bunny's guests. Everybody can't walk with us, okay? Mm-hmm. So I bring Sarah. This is the scenario where you bring your friends and you want them to get the experience, but you don't want them to talk too much, you know? Sarah's not much of a talker, but when she talks, it has impact. So we're waiting there to go through the metal detector, and so there's a small group of people waiting beyond us, and she goes, oh my God, is that Aaron Carter? The only problem is that Aaron Carter's dead. And I mean, I looked at her like, girl, are you, because I know people do shrooms these days and Amber Rose does ketamine and everybody does some weed, something. I thought she just smoked something. She really thought Aaron Carter
was reincarnated.
Rose before Easter to come to see Bad Bunny. No, I said, Sarah, he's dead. She felt really bad, of course. And then I looked at him, and it did look like Aaron Carter. They say Michael Jackson and Tupac are somewhere in the Bahamas. I don't know, right? But anyway, shout out to Sarah for not saying anything for the rest of the night. And shout out to everybody there. And shout out to Bad Bunny, Joel, Jomo, everybody there who made sure that we were taken well care of. Listen, the biggest artist in hip-hop is Bad Bunny. So Drake, who? Okay, had a great time, though. Go back and see that show if you get a chance. I'm just playing. Everyone know I love Drake. Come on. Shoot. Drizzy, although I've not had the privilege of interviewing you yet, you know our relationship. Is that it? Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed this vacation. Everybody in Stockton is telling me about everything that's going on. And the thing I have to tell you, if you're from Stockton, I will be your city council man at some point. And I will be going from running the streets to running the city. But I'm not elected right now. So all of you that are telling me all the problems that are existing, I feel you. And I'm going to be a part of the community as a community advocate. After I get through this event next Tuesday, I'm going to be back home in Stockton in these streets, helping to organize the community around things that are important. But you got to continue to hold your elected officials that are elected right now accountable to doing the job and keep in mind how they're not doing the job so that way when it comes time to cast that vote later that you do. I'm going to be doing a video on my social media educating people that, you know, the election process, the primary was like the playoff, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody was competing to see who the two were that were going to go to the final. Now we're in the finals and there's only two of us and there's only going to be one winner. And we know who that is because I stand with you. So if you're in Stockton, please pay attention. If you're anywhere else around the country in the United States, this is a very important year. I'm not going to get too heavy on politics right now because we have a plan that we're going to roll some stuff out for you because I hope and pray that every single person watching that likes to hear all the hot topics that are coming are also paying attention to the biggest, hottest topic that you're ever going to face. And that is going to be this next election, I promise you. And if you don't make the right decisions, for us as a humanity, we're going to be totally screwed. And I promise you that. I'm going to just leave it at that. Okay? It's ain't Republican or Democrat at this point. It's about evil and non-evil. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say.
All right. Got that all out the way. Let's go ahead and get to the tea with Jason Lee. All right. So look, I've been in the gym. Okay. You know, I'm looking. I know people like looking at me like, damn, Jason, look. I know y'all say I see the comments. I'm sorry. I see the comments. I know y'all say I look good. I look better than I did before because I'm healthier, but I am in the gym almost every day, not during the week, but not every single day. I wish I could get more dedicated. Rob goes more than I do. He's more dedicated. He's fasting and keeping himself fit by starving to death. So what I've been doing as a friend, sort of like how I do with my dog. Like my dog is starting to look a little too skinny. I give it extra food and I invite Rob to go eat early. Have you noticed I've been doing that?
Yes, every day.
And you've been breaking your fast
every day.
Yeah, but because you need to keep some meat on your bones.
That's why I look a little thick in the neck right now. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You know, people in LA are so obsessed with their weight. All right. Well, listen, if you go to Planet Fitness, let me tell you right now, there's a lot of conversations going on. And this transition is going to get the internet talking.
That was a good one. I see what you did there. I had a snort.
sorry.
What is wrong with you? This is why my show gets called messy, because I'm trying to transition through the stories, and you guys reacting makes the community go, oh, there he go. Listen, people, hold on. I've changed.
Oh, my God.
I've changed. I am a much more inclusive and direct individual. I like to go straight to things. While these people check out, I transfer the accountability of being shady to them. Mm. Okay. Anyway. Planet Fitness is standing by the trans. Okay? Now, I don't know if you heard about this, but Planet Fitness has lost $400 million in value after banning a woman who exposed an allegedly transgender woman inside the women's locker room. Now, this happened on March 11th. Planet Fitness customer Patricia Silva, that's her right there, okay, she called out their Fairbanks, Alaska location for allowing men with penises inside the women's locker room. This is such a complicated thing, because once something like this goes viral, because of where people sit with everything, it just divides the nation. Well, Patricia had a lot to say, and this is what she said.
Good day. I just wanted to say, I just came out of Planet Fitness, and there is a man shaving in a women's bathroom. I realize he wants to be a woman. He gets to be a woman. I love him in Christ. He's a spiritual being having a human experience. He doesn't like his gender, so he wants to be a woman. But I'm not comfortable with him shaving in my bathroom. All right. I just thought I'd say it out loud.
Well, she also posted this photo to back up her video. Take a look. This is the trans woman that was in the locker room. Now, days after exposing the alleged trans woman and Planet Fitness, Patricia updated everybody and said that the gym chain terminated her membership, banning her, and she revealed what she felt about it. Take a look.
Good morning at 8 degrees below zero in Fairbanks, Alaska. Day two of Planet Fitness saga. I came in Monday. There's a man in the women's locker room shaving. A little girl sitting in the corner. She could have been 12 years old. I don't know how old she was, in a towel, kind of freaked out that there's a man shaving in her locker room. Well, I was offended. I took a picture of him, and I asked him, why are you there? You're a man with a penis. Why are you in the women's locker room? And he justified by saying, I'm queer LGB, and I said, you shouldn't be in the women's locker room. Well, I left. And as I said this morning, I got canceled. Planet Fitness is defending the man in the women's locker room, the man with the penis, rather than the child sitting in the corner with a towel wrapped around her. So people, I just want you to know, this is weird. It's not good. It's rather disturbing. So I would like for you women to stand up and have a voice and stop the shenanigans. You have authority. Use your authority. I took that picture because I felt like I was in an unsafe space. And so I'm probably going to go report this to the police today, but I just want to tell Samantha and Joe that work there and own it, thank you so much for canceling my membership. You saved me the trip. Have a great day.
I want you all to bear with me when I do this, okay? Because people have already formed an opinion about how they feel about this topic. You watching have already formed an opinion, and I'm going to walk you through how you have been gaslit by what you just heard to form an opinion before you even hear my opinion, okay? Remember I said that. Start over one more time. Wait, where's it at? You've already formed an opinion. I'm going to tell you what I think based on what I just saw and tell you how you formed an opinion. If I was you watching, or her, not her, if I was you watching and I heard that there was a man in the woman's restroom with a little kid that was naked in a towel, I would be outraged right now, wanting to burn down Planet Fitness, wanting to take all my stock and sell it, and I'd want everything bad to happen to Planet Fitness, because that's what she wanted you to do. That's called gaslighting. So if you feel that way, you should feel that way based on what you just heard. But let me tell you what I just saw. And I know I'm going to catch some heat somewhere in this analogy or situation or description, whatever you want to call it. There needs to be more respect for diversity and people and how they choose to identify. I've had to learn, even part of the being the LGBTQ plus person that I am, I've had to learn along the way how to be more understanding and tolerant of every letter in the alphabet that makes up that that acronym. But I could see, if you walk in the women's restroom and see that person, you would see a man. I didn't see a trans woman. So I could understand. Patricia's her name, right? Is her name Patricia?
Mm-hmm. Patricia.
I could see Patricia Silva being upset based on what she saw. But I don't know that a 12-year-old girl was sitting in there in a towel, because we didn't see that. And if she was a 12-year-old girl, where were her parents? And if a transitional person, trans woman or trans man, is in the bathroom, it doesn't mean that they're a pedophile, because being gay and being trans, or being a lesbian and being gay, doesn't mean that you want to sleep with little kids. And that's something that continues to be an issue in the world, where you want to conflate being gay, lesbian, trans, queer, whatever, with being a pedophile. A person being in a bathroom, identifying how they identify, doesn't mean they want to fuck you or your child. So let's start with that. However, I could understand if a woman or women are in a bathroom, and if you identify as a trans woman, I know I'm going to catch some heat for this. You got to look like a woman. I mean, you didn't look like a woman, sir. You look like a man. Now, at least Caitlyn looks somewhat like a woman, an ugly one, but at least Caitlyn has made some effort to figure it out. And some could say, and it's probably going to be all the ugly trans who say something about this, that you get to look however you look. It's not how you look, it's how you identify. I'm sorry, if you identify as an Easter egg, I ain't going to call you Easter egg, okay? You should put more effort into the transition before you walk in, put the picture back up, looking like Ben from Google. Because mental health is real too, and you don't just get to go into a woman's restroom and say, you're a woman, so I have the right to be here. No, I don't go back. I don't see you in no skirt. I don't see you in no dress. I don't, you look like what I see at my gym. Now, is that a trans man? If it's a trans man in the women's locker room, then you should be in the men's locker room. Because if I saw that in the men's locker room, I would be okay. But no. So I understand what Patricia's upset about. And I also understand where Planet Fitness is, because if Planet Fitness takes action against a trans person, all of a sudden now they're canceled. Because this is the world that we live in. And so I'm looking at it and I'm like, hold on. Sir, you don't belong in that bathroom. Don't care what transition you're going through. You're not at the stage yet where we can make it acceptable. And you know what? Somebody would say, cancel Jason Lee for saying that opinion. Well, guess what? You can't cancel me because I own my platform. And I'm telling you right now, if my daughter was in the bathroom and I saw him in there, I would feel some type of way. I'm not misgendering, because you're not giving me enough to work with here, sir, to say that you're a trans woman. So Patricia is right for being concerned. But how you went about it, Patricia, and trying to pin the straights against the gays by adding the element of the little girl sitting in the corner covered up, afraid that she's going to be raped by the man with the penis. Did you see his penis? Because I didn't see a penis. I mean, I can assume that there's a penis, but there's a lot of assumptions, it sounds like, is going on here. And that right there is why we wanted to talk about it today, because I want to live in a more inclusive world where there could be, and we live in cities where we have places here and Miami, and, you know, not in Stockton, because Stockton's still a little behind the times, but we live in major cities, and we've been to major cities around the world where there are all-purpose bathrooms where you'll see a man, woman, and other on the door. So you know that's a bathroom stall you can go in. And I think there should be stalls for people to use all the bathrooms. But I understand all sides of this. And I think that you're being gaslit. We're being gaslit. We're not falling into that. But I also understand Patricia. And I understand the predicament Planet Fitness is in. And now the only person taking a loss is the business that's designed to help people with low income and more affordable needs for physical fitness, a place to go and work out. I'm trying to bring a Planet Fitness to Stockton, and I'm still going to bring a Planet Fitness to Stockton because they put a McDonald's there, and that's why everybody's getting fat, including our 12-year-olds that are sitting allegedly in the corner hiding from the trans with the penis that we ain't seen. That's my assessment of it, but I could be off. What say the bullpen?
As you know, somebody who goes, whenever I'm in the locker room, I have also have a lot of trans friends and people who are just starting their transition or well into it. But as valid as like trans awareness is and all that, you also have to be aware that there's weirdos in the world and like just creepy dudes, whatever, whatever. And you just can't be safe to assume if someone's a weirdo or not. So I don't know. I would be concerned if that Ben from Google was in there, because that's just weird.
And look, I go to a gym. I go to gyms where there's all men, straight men. They be straight to that steam room. Mm-hmm. Am I lying? Mm-mm. So it be gay activities going on in the steam room, which is why I don't steam. Well, first of all, my hair is not made for it. But second of all, I'm not going to be in there and all of a sudden where I think I'm losing weight, I'm feeling something going up my leg. What the heck? What? And I'd be at the gym and Will Ferrell's in there. Like, I could be in with the elf. But I ain't there for that. So you won't even go in the steam rooms because we know what's going on the gyms.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
And in this instance in particular, oddly enough, I'm sure people aren't expecting this, but I'm on the same page as you. I think that for I don't know how this person identifies, but you look like a man. You've made no effort, and I feel like you're in there shaving your face. You're shaving as a man in the woman's locker room. And for me, if a child was in the men's locker room, I wouldn't walk around exposed, because that would make me uncomfortable.
If there was a straight boy, little boy, any boy, young kid in the locker room where we are, because there are naked men walking around the locker room. Today I saw a naked man and I felt uncomfortable and I'm gay. Okay, so we be in and out the locker room. So to have a little kid in there, is it even a place for a little kid to be at 12
years? It's really not. Like that to me is odd as well. But to me, this situation in itself, whatever that person's goal was out of this, I feel like you're setting the trans movement back by continuing this idea that we're in a space to, you know, prey on young children or whatever. But for me, like, you putting yourself in a situation where you're in a woman's restroom, or locker room, you're shaving, and you look like a man, like you're doing nothing to like move forward your movement to have like a inclusivity for your like the way you self-identify. Like, this is setting you back. So I just think it was ridiculous that he put himself in that position and allowed himself to be photographed, because he looked like he was giving her the, like, take all the pictures you want look, because I'm going to use the LGBTQ excuse as to why I'm in this restroom. It was just, I don't like it.
Now, if T.S. Madison was walking around that Planet Fitness, Patricia, you'd probably be getting a different reaction from me. Well, unless the towel was off, because, you know. T.S., you know what you're proud of. You know what I mean? But again, like, I think that we don't live in a world where we're all the way there yet, and you're not going to get there if you're doing stuff like this. Okay, you can't have Ben from IT pop up and start shaving his beard and say, I'm a woman, and you have to respect how I identify, so I'm going to stay here. Because guess what? You could be the predator in there trying to look at women, mm-hmm. trying to look at younger people. I don't know. But what I do know is I understand all sides of this, right? Because the issue in itself of gender fluid bathrooms or gender fluid spaces or whatever, I went to a restaurant last night where when I went to the restaurant, it said restrooms. When I walked in, there were female doors and male doors, but it was all in one space. And it wasn't where you could see what this person is doing to that person, but it was just a very inclusive bath. I didn't think twice of, am I looking for a woman or a man? Because I was looking to pee, okay? But there are weirdos out there that we have to be more mindful of. And I don't know if this person that we saw in the picture is a weirdo. I can say that it's weird seeing that picture of a person shaving in a woman's restroom who says he's a woman and wants to be respected and identified as such when clearly you're not doing putting in any effort for us to believe that. And then what happens is all of us as a part of the LGBTQ plus take a hit because you choose to show up unprepared. The other thing I will say is I've been seeing a lot of transphobia online, and I have chosen not to discuss it publicly because I'm going to wait until I'm in those people's faces to talk about it, because homophobia and transphobia, when you take an attack on one, you take an attack on all. Mm-hmm. See, black folks don't like when I make the connection between the civil rights movement and the gay rights movement or the women's rights movement because, oh my God, we ain't like them fags. That's what a lot of you think, right? But guess what? When gay people's rights get stripped away, when women's rights to have control over their bodies get stripped away, when black people's rights to voting or, you know, equality gets stripped away, each individual marginalized group gets mad independently and in silos. When if we all just came together and fought together for equality and just the basic human rights of all people, we'll be in a much better place, right? And so when I hear people say, don't talk about that because Martin Luther King's dream didn't include homosexuality, well, there were a lot of homosexuals around that time, too. They just fell further behind the black folks. But guess what? The black folks make some progress, but the gays made a lot more because we know how to stick together. And so when you attack one, you attack everybody. Even though black folks say that, we actually make sure you understand it, because being gay crosses all color lines, gay, lesbian, gay, trans, lesbian. It's all one big group. And so you see us moving in a certain way. That's why when these type of things happen, you see a big hit, because people's knee-jerk reaction to taking action against one of our own is a wrong thing to do. And so we know how to show you and hit you where it hurts. But in this case, I don't know that Planet Fitness made the right decision, because when you kind of look at all the facts, put the picture up, when you look at all the facts, nah, son, nah. All right, well, this is not a good picture of you either, by the way, Patricia. You're not, and you come from the generation where no matter what that trans looked like in the bathroom, you weren't going to have it. Mm. And how did you see the penis if Ben had the pants on? Ben, you look uglier than Clint, than Caitlin. That's crazy. Why are you shaving? Do women shave in the women's bathroom at gyms? Mm-hmm. They do?
Their legs.
People be shaving their armpits.
No, they don't. In the mirror?
And they go in the sink.
The women do?
Yeah, but it's a little touch up.
But why are they doing all that in the bathroom?
Maybe they got a place to be later. I don't know. I mean, they're not like shaving, but I've seen like a
little... Wait, what is this photo right? Is there another photo?
Yeah, this one.
Let me see the other... Okay, where's that photo at right now?
I guess I need to jump. Oh.
Okay. So here's the photo of... Okay, being trans does not mean putting on women's clothing alone. Mm-mm. Right? I'm sorry, my decision still stands. I'm sorry. No.
It's just, I'm sorry, it's giving me just pervert.
And look, I'll be honest with you. If you're a cross-dresser, that's your thing, dress up cross. If you're a drag queen, drag. But you're not going to drag us all into mm-hmm. your mess, because this is Planet Fitness. Mm-hmm. This isn't RuPaul's Planet Fitness show. And you're not there for that. And I don't feel that you're... You didn't walk in as a woman. You walked in as Ben from IT and then dressed up for whatever you were going to do. I'm sorry. I can't stand with you on this. And, you know, the gays might feel some type of way. But one thing I will say is gay people, we all don't just agree with all the bullshit people on the internet. Mm-hmm. And the white trans, y'all be doing just all extra stuff.
Because I do not think you would see like a New York black or Latina.
T.S. Madison trans. Ain't leaving her house without her wig.
But
okay?
Do you guys think that the uproar would be the same if it was a trans man in the men's locker room or not really? They wouldn't care.
Men are in there looking for men. I don't know what they. I don't know. You know. But yeah.
No, I think it would be different too because of the. The penis being involved in the conversation. So I think like the idea of there being an opportunity for him to use that as a weapon is
pun intended.
Is a little bit more, is greater in a women's restroom.
But so she knew what she was doing by saying the man with the penis mm-hmm. and scared. The young girl in the bathroom. Like Patricia, you knew what you were doing. That was gaslighting. And it worked. And it worked because we see that the company's lost $400 million of value. Well, a Planet Fitness spokesperson now is saying that the gym chain is standing by its decision to ban the woman. And let's be clear, if the other person, Ben, identifies as a trans woman, we're talking about women, but he's talking about this woman, and continue allowing trans women in the women's locker rooms. Here's a photo of what Planet Fitness said in their statement. A spokesperson for Planet Fitness spoke out and said, as the home of the judgment-free zone, Planet Fitness is committed to creating an inclusive environment. Our gender identity non-discrimination policy states that members and guests may use the gym facilities that best align with their sincere self-reported gender identity. The member who posted on social media violated our mobile device policy that prohibits taking photos of individuals in the locker room, which resulted in their membership being terminated. Listen, I agree with that, and I stand behind that. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear. She gaslit you into believing that she lost her membership because she stood on women's rights. Mm-hmm. But no, she was in there taking pictures. And if you take a picture of me, we go to the gym with Will Ferrell, and I don't take a picture of Will. I've seen Common in the gym. I've seen Taye Diggs. They all in the gym. I don't take pictures or videos of them. Why? Because that's not what we're there for. And then you did it in the bathroom. Yes, the clothing choice was horrible, and there's no fashion there. I think you had on Birkenstocks, Ben. Mm-hmm. Go back to the photo. Oh, hell no. Nah. At least the photo showed up. Do you got a ring light? Is that a ring light, or that's
no,
a mirror?
No, that's the mirror in the bathroom.
Child. No, you brought a ring light in. But no, so yeah, you were wrong, Patricia. So yeah, you need to be fired from that gym. Well, Planet Fitness's non-discrimination policy also says that while employees cannot discriminate against transgender people, they may be required to investigate a situation if a serious concern or a significant doubt arises about an individual's gender identity. And they add, if it is confirmed that a member is acting in bad faith and improperly asserts a gender identity, they may be asked to leave and their membership may be terminated. Well, I guess we have to wait and see if they're going to investigate this, if they launch an inquiry to find out what's going on. Maybe they call in the scandal. What's the scandal lady, Kerry Washington? What was her name?
Oh. Olivia Pope.
Yeah.
They need Olivia Pope, this situation. okay? Because days after Patricia was banned from the gym, the alleged trans woman she exposed was photographed back inside the women's designated area because a user on Twitter explained what happened, and this time here it goes. Here's another one. Oh, this was the photo. Yeah. My granddaughter took this picture this evening. Damn, you just gonna keep getting photographed, huh? That's crazy. Well, since the first incident with Patricia, people have been boycotting Planet Fitness and canceling their memberships left and right, resulting in the gym chain losing $400 million in value. And they saw a drop from $5.3 billion on March to $4.9 billion on March 19th. And its shares went down 13.59% compared to a month ago. Meanwhile, Boosie's calling for a boycott because you can look at his body and tell he works out every day. specifically asking other celebrities to speak up about this. And if you don't remember, back in February 2020, the rapper was banned from Planet Fitness for his comments about Dwayne Wade's trans daughter, Zaya. And he went on a rant incorrectly claiming that Dwayne Wade was going to cut off Zaya's penis when she transitioned. Anyway, this is a photo of Boosie commenting on the Planet Fitness controversy because, you know. Planet Fitness, again, they banned me when I spoke and said, no, don't cut his dick off. This is an unsafe place. This is sad. Women across the world, it's time for you to speak up. A man with a penis in the locker room with a 12-year-old child, really, and it ain't nobody going to stand up for this. All these entertainers and athletes, the world with daughters, and they just go shut up. I can't stand this world sometimes, for real. This is the worst of the worst. I'm sick of y'all. Gaslighting. Because if we banned any of you hip hoppers who take your kids to get their penises sucked by adults, our whole music catalog would be gone. Do either of you have anything to say about Boosie?
No. Mm-hmm. But I do think what you said earlier is the biggest takeaway from this. Like, everybody wanted to boycott the gym that is most accessible and affordable to people who are low income. And now what are they going to do? That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm still going to bring a Planet Fitness to Stockton. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we'll discuss the bathroom situation in the build out. All right. Goodbye. All right, well, the king of pop has risen because now he's in the center of a huge dispute. Michael Jackson's mother and son are involved in a whole complicated legal battle, and no one's on the same side. Now, Michael Jackson's youngest son, Blanket, this is Blanket right here, okay, born Prince Michael Jackson II, is currently suing his grandmother, Catherine, trying to stop her from using Michael Jackson's estate money. Now, Blanket, who changed his name to BG, in 2015, is the son Michael Jackson held over the fourth floor balcony in Berlin back in 2002. In case you forgot that, here's a photo. This is when people wanted to see Blanket. He took him out the blanket, almost dropped Blanket. Anyway, that's Blanket. Michael was something else, wasn't he?
I remember that moment.
That was a big moment.
It was big.
You could have dropped your child over the balcony just to show the world a photo. He could have held the kid up like Simba and just let it right?
Exactly.
What was he doing? Y'all drove Mike crazy. That's really what happened. Since he was a child, y'all were chasing him around. He couldn't play in the parks. He was climbing trees. He was dodging Oprah. He was sleeping over Liz Taylor's house. He had little kids with cancer laying and eating popcorn in the movie theater. Y'all drove Michael Jackson right over the edge.
Literally.
Turn him into a white man, just everything. Anyway, here's a current photo of BG next to a photo of his grandmother, Catherine. Take a look. BG is grown. He got facial hair. He's a grown man. And he grew up to be the same color of his dad. He did.
Yeah, he did.
But his mom is white. Well, Michael Jackson has two other children, BG's older sister and brother, Paris Jackson and Prince Jackson, who was born Michael Joseph Jackson. Here's a photo of those two. Everybody looked different. Well, without mention of Paris and Prince, earlier this week, BG asked the court to ban their grandmother from using their late father's estate funds to appeal a previous ruling. BG and his grandma were previously working together to stop the executors of Michael Jackson's estate from going through with a big business transaction that they both were against. Now, it's unclear what the transaction was, but based on recent headlines, it may be related to the deal Michael Jackson's estate made with Sony to sell nearly half of his music catalog for $600 million. And as we all know, in the years leading up to his 2009 death, Michael Jackson was against Sony. And there's so many videos online of Michael Jackson talking about Tommy Mottola, Sony, the way that the industry was. There's video of Paul McCartney from the Beatles talking about how he was friends with Michael. Michael learned the publishing game from him and then went and bought all the Beatles catalog, which was all of what Sony's catalog was. Michael Jackson had made bajillions of dollars owning the stuff that most labels are fighting to control. Like Prince talked about it. All of the icons have talked about how music labels want artists to be enslaved to them and how they want to own them. And their masters, which ironically is what they call slave masters, is what they call people who control slaves. The masters is where the value is. And we all know that Michael owned it. Well, anyway, they wanted to buy it for $600 million. We don't know who that money is going to. Well, in court documents, BG claims that he and his grandma opposed the deal, but ultimately the court ruled against them, seemingly closing the case out. And so that means it's over. However, Michael Jackson's mother decided to appeal the ruling, a move that BG didn't want to be a part of, and more importantly, doesn't want his father's estate paying for. Now, it's also been revealed that Catherine reportedly receives a seven-figure annual allowance, which BG may be wanting her to use for the appeal. But according to the docs, BG, who is an heir to the estate, claims he doesn't believe the appeal has a chance at being granted, and he doesn't believe that fighting back will truly benefit the beneficiaries of the trust. Now, here's the deal. $600 million will make anybody fight. Fighting for the legacy of your father, fighting for the legacy of your son, is something that you're going to fight for too. And it's sad to see both the grandma and the grandson fighting. But BG, she created him. And he created you. However that happened, you was created. Okay? So if I had to pull the blanket off of this, grandma gets to win. Because Catherine Jackson is the reason why all of you exist. Now, I know your dad sang all those songs and he slid across the moon many times so that you can walk. Okay? Right? Is that how? Mm-hmm. And so now you want to protect his legacy because you're the one who now takes the torch and runs with it. Although we haven't seen any talent. You don't sing, act, draw, dance, or anything else that would keep...
Catherine doesn't either.
She don't have to. She popped them out. She popped that pee, and now we all know that Billie Jean was not no lover, okay? She just a girl. Well, I could understand both sides, and I also have met with the estate, because remember, I interviewed Brandi Jackson, the niece. I got to go back and check my discography. You know, that's not sound like Kelly Price. You need to go back and check my interviews, okay? I've been this guy in the streets. Okay. Anyway, I understand it, but Catherine, she is the creator of the Michael Jackson brand. She gets to talk about anything she wants. She can say anything she wants. It's not like LaToya, or anytime she speaks, it's like, girl, why are you speaking? But I could also understand Blanket feeling like if grandma's getting seven figures a year, why don't you just go pay for it? Well, she's protecting her son's rights. We don't know the conversation she had with her son when Blanket was chilling in the little cradle, unable to read, hear, or talk, not know what's happening. He ain't never read no contracts. He doesn't know what's going on. Catherine, meanwhile, that was Michael's BFF. And maybe he told her on the side, like, Mom, no matter what happens, don't you let them take my catalog, right? So now Mom is doing what moms do. Some of your mothers didn't protect you the way that Catherine did. I understand. I was one of those. But Catherine's going to fight until the day she dies. And when she dies, let me tell you something. This is history right here. Jackson 5, Janet Jackson. Man, when Penny got burned by the iron, it's because of her that we still have that visual in our head on Good Times when Janet Jackson got burned by the iron. Because she created her too. What do you think? Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, I think if Blanket is trying to protect what his father originally wanted, I think that's fair. If his father didn't want to give up his masters to Sony and Blanket is saying, don't do it, I think stand with Blanket. Don't let him take it. Hey, Grandma, I love you, Grandma. But Michael said he does not want Sony to have the masters. So leave them with the estate.
And that's respectfully. Because we don't want to disrespect Mama Catherine, but...
No, the estate wants to sell them back to Sony.
Yeah, but...
Wait, let's back up. For those of you that missed the cliff notes. Michael Jackson... bought all these masters from Sony. Mm-hmm. And so Sony wanted them back. The Beatles wanted them back. Michael's like, nah. No, I'm sorry. I own them. And so then they put him on tour again and they had the doctor and all that because he didn't want to do the tour. There's videos of him saying, I don't like touring. I don't want to tour. I hate touring. They forced him to tour. They forced him to have this doctor. And then he died at the hands of the doctor. And now that he's dead, they want the masters back. So people are saying, wait a minute. Catherine's like, no, we're not giving these masters back. We're going to fight to keep them because Michael wanted these. That's what I understand, the story.
So then I'm confused because I thought Catherine was trying to release the masters.
Yeah, Catherine's trying to get that 600 mil.
Let me go over my notes. my notes say, without mention of Paris and Prince earlier this week, BG asked a court to ban their grandmother from using their late father's estate funds to appeal a previous ruling. BG and his grandma were previously working together to stop the executors of the Michael Jackson estate from going through with a big business transaction they were both against. They were against the estate, that's an attorney group, selling the masters back to Sony for $600 million. So this is really just an argument of how do they pay to keep the fight going. The son is saying, I don't believe we're going to be victorious in stopping the estate and from Sony and the estate doing this deal. So let's not waste dad's money fighting it and let's just let it go forward. And Catherine's like, hell nah. And so he's like, yo, if you're going to do it, you pay for it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, nah, we're going to let the estate pay for it. That's then and there the issue. So grandma has more of a vision for the success of protecting her son's interest. And the son, the grandson, is like, man, grandma, if you want to do it, I'm done. You go pay for it. No, both of you make the estate, pay for it. He made the money to earn the right to buy it. He should have the right through the estate to pay to protect it. And shouldn't the estate be doing what the benefit the heir wants? Shouldn't the estate be doing what the family wants? Shouldn't Wendy Williams be with her family, not with the state? Like, these people get so rich and famous that other people come and take control of them, their bodies, their trust, their money. Like, nah, son. Anyway, BG is also asked, well, before I go on, do you now?
And yes, in that case, I do. I agree. Like, I think that they should protect the legacy of Michael, and whatever Michael wanted in the situation is what they should be fighting for. And it does appear that that Catherine is fighting to appeal the decision that the court made to release the masters to Sony. So, yes. Then I am with Catherine, not blanket.
Catherine, I stand with you.
So they're basically on the same side. It's just about how they're paying for it.
They're on the same side. But, you know, when you go through lawsuits and stuff, it gets really, really exhausting and expensive. And so now it's like, who keeps paying for this? Blanket gets the money from the trust. So he's, in essence, paying for it if they keep going the way they're going. He's like, nah, grandma, you get seven figures a year. You pay for it. But we don't know who's taking care of grandma's estate, who's taking care of grandma's care. And listen, $1 million, seven-figure deal in L.A., I mean, at this age, she has to have security. She has to have drivers. She's still the mother of the Jackson regime, right? So, you know.
The trust should be covering that expense. It shouldn't be coming out of Catherine's pocket.
BG, you out of pocket, son. You out of pocket. Well, BG's also asked the court to use its best judgment in granting his grandmother a reasonable amount for attorney fees incurred from the pre-appeal battle, as he believes she is at least entitled to that. So at least he wants to make sure grandma's bills are paid for. They're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'd be suing you, Catherine, for all the Christmases you made my family miss being a Jehovah's Witness. Now, I'm not mad at Jehovah's Witness. You can witness whatever you want, but like taking the kids Christmas, oh my God. Michael talked about that in his interview with Oprah, how he felt. I mean, you know, this kid, this guy grew up, got the whole world, but as a kid, he missed it all. So he went back to hanging in trees with the kids. And that's what got him in trouble, riding around on little choo-choo trains, eating cotton candy with your child. And then you know what y'all said, going back to the Planet Fitness thing, right? Mm-hmm. Talking about people I know. Wendy Williams, her son Kevin, look at right here, he was hit with an eviction. Now, we all know that Wendy Williams has been MIA after the Guardian has taken her away from her family. And before they did that, they froze all her assets. Her American Express didn't even work when we were at dinner together, so I had to use mine. So I knew it was real. Well, now, Wendy Williams' son, Kevin Hunter Jr., he was served with an eviction notice from his luxury Miami apartment. Now, in the last podcast, we spoke about Wendy's court-appointed guardian facing two financial issues, and now it looks like Wendy's son has been facing his own. Now, last week, we learned that Wendy's ex-husband, Kevin Hunter Sr., demanded 2 years' worth of back divorce payments. Now, as part of their 2020 divorce settlement, Kevin Sr. gave Wendy his equal shares in the Wendy Williams Productions, and then in return, she gave him a lump sum plus a severance package. However, Kevin Sr. claimed that Wendy's severance payments to him suddenly stopped right before she was placed under guardianship in 2022. Now, we know, again, we've watched this play out. We know that her finances were frozen by Wells Fargo, By the way, we left Wells Fargo as a company at Hollywood Unlocked because we ain't playing with y'all. Nope. I'm at Chase now. Well, Chase, this. In addition to Kevin Sr. demanding money, the IRS also said Wendy owed them over $568,450 in unpaid taxes from 2019 and 2021. And because of her debt, the IRS put a tax lien on her New York condo, which she bought at $4.5 million in 2021, along with Wendy's New York condo, in jeopardy. It's now learned that her 23-year-old son's Miami luxury apartment was at risk, too. Here's a photo of Kevin today. Kevin is a student in Miami. He is her only child. He is what she loves the most. And I know Kevin is out there hustling, too, because he's involved in, like, the nightlife and events and stuff like that, because I've been watching his hustle on social media. We follow each other on Instagram. Hey, Kevin. Well, on September 15, 2023, Kevin Jr. signed his lease and put down more than $7,000 for a security deposit. His lease ordered him to put to pay $3,713 a month, but after failing to pay February's rent, his landlord filed an eviction lawsuit claiming that he owed more than $4,300 in back rent. However, new court documents show that the case was dismissed, suggesting that Kevin settled his debt. And per the documents, Kevin Jr. has been struggling financially ever since his parents divorced in 2019. In 2022, Kevin Jr. previously faced eviction from his former $2 million Miami apartment after failing to pay $70,000 in rent. And the court documents showed his mother paid $100,000 upfront for the first year, but Kevin Jr. claimed he was unable to pay rent due to a court taking control of his famed mother's finances due to health issues. And despite all of that, he's facing, Kevin Jr. remains hopeful and busy with his filmmaking career and the nightlife, having recently launched his own production company. I mean, this is just a sad situation, right? Wendy would never allow her son to be living on the street. And I don't know why Wendy's ex-husband, Kevin Jr.'s dad, isn't making sure that his son isn't living on the street, or maybe he is. Maybe that's why he doesn't have any issues right now based on what we just said. But the kid's in school, man. He's trying to do the best he can. Mom's going through a lot. Dad got a baby and is out the way. And now you hit him with this. And I wonder if the Guardian is the one that leaked this to the news to try to make it look like he's unfit to be able to take care of his mom, because that's the type of stuff that happens when you're going through things like this. I feel like there may be a greater conspiracy happening. And I haven't talked to Kevin Jr. to ask him, but I do feel like there's more to the story. What do you think they're doing with Wendy Williams?
I think that someone is trying to control her money, mm-hmm. and use it for their own benefit. This is, again, a massive failure on part of the guardianship to me. Like, they didn't pay the agreement she made with her ex-husband, which should have been done. And now they're not taking care of her son, which you clearly have stated multiple times is the thing that's most important to this, mm-hmm. woman. She would not want her son in this situation. That guardianship should be more responsible for taking care of the things that are important to Wendy, but they're clearly not.
And at first, when I heard he was getting evicted, I'm like, oh my God, is the rent maybe like $70,000 a month? I'm thinking it's something crazy, but the fact that it's $4,000, I thought what you thought. I'm like, they're trying to make him look like he can't take care of himself, but that's how you know it's real bad, because Wendy loves him over everything.
Well, and if Wendy had access to her resources and her son needed something, I'm sure Wendy would take care of it. It's her rent. Mm-hmm. Wendy loves this boy more than anything in the world. Him, his cousin Travis, his cousin Alex, Finney, and the show. That's all Wendy loves. So, and her cats. I hated them. But anyway, man, I hope this all works out, because, you know, we still want to know where Wendy is. And I see all of you online telling me to go look for her. I don't know what to do. I mean, I think that Sabrina owes us answers. I know that, you know, different claims have been made. I think she was asleep at the wheel for that documentary. I think there's been so many people that have taken advantage of Wendy at this point, and they all should be arrested at some point. But I just hope that Kevin is able to stay on track, because Kevin is a good kid. Let's make no mistake about it. So, Kevin, mm-hmm. I hope everything's working out, and hope that rent gets paid. All right. That's it. All right. Listen, this is why y'all really don't want us to take over country music, because we're going to come in there and bring some R and blues. Jimmy, oh, sweet Jimmy, has twins amid the divorce. Now, we all know country star Jimmy Allen. One thing he's going to do is get us all talking about his music, or, in this case, the fact that his erectile ain't dysfunctioning. Country music star Jimmy Allen is going viral again after secretly welcoming twins with another woman amid his divorce from his wife. Now, Jimmy Allen first went viral last May when his ex-manager alleged that he had sexually harassed and abused.
Allegedly.
Her for a year and a half. Now, the 25-year-old woman listed as Jane Doe in docs alleged Jimmy manipulated and used his power over her, and he once allegedly raped her after a March 2021 taping of American Idol. She claimed after a night of drinking, she woke up naked in her hotel room, bleeding, and with Jimmy in bed next to her. Then a second woman also came forward, allegedly sexual abuse. But as with the first lawsuit, Jimmy denied the allegations, calling both relationships consensual. He went on to countersue both of the women because he thought they were playing in his face, alleging that one of them even agreed to have sex on camera. I want to see it. But a month before his ex-manager spoke out, Jimmy and his wife, Alexis Gale, separated while pregnant with their third child. Well, weeks later, they both filed for divorce. Here's a photo of Jimmy Allen and his wife, Alexis, during happier times. Okay? She's giving me Adrian Ballon behavior, right? Got the nice little hair that matches the nice little outfit. They got matching outfits. Everything was living their life like it's golden. Well, it ain't gold no more. If the gold rusts, it ain't real gold. Days after their May 2023 filings, Jimmy issued a public apology to his estranged wife and children. He said he was sorry for humiliating his wife with this affair, noting she didn't do anything to deserve it. And he also apologized to his children, claiming he was being a poor example of a man and as a father, but that he was working on becoming a better person to be proud of. You know, this is why women don't believe nothing y'all say. And this is why every time, just today, I had somebody FaceTime me and say, been thinking about you. I said, no, you haven't. We ain't talked in 20 months. 20 months. Mm-hmm. And you just thought about me today? Okay. But I entertained it because, you know, I haven't seen any latest of the Zeus Network shows. I need my own drama. After filing for divorce, Jimmy and Alexis reconciled in October of 2023. Upon welcoming their third child, they now share a 4-year-old daughter named Naomi, a 2-year-old daughter named Zara, and a 5-month-year-old son named Cohen. Let me show you their 3 beautiful children. Aw. The 2 girls are like, Daddy, how long you gonna be here? And Cohen looking like, you ain't shit. Well, Jimmy also has a 9-year-old son named Aiden from a prior relationship. Here's a photo of Jimmy and Aiden. That's a cute photo. You know what's crazy is at least he's active in his kids' lives because mm-hmm. he at mm-hmm. least have some photo. I don't even have a photo of my dad. Ain't that crazy? Nope. Well, now, as of this week, Jimmy revealed he got 6 children by 3 different women. He took to Instagram sharing that he secretly welcomed twins, a boy named Amari and a girl named Aria, with an unnamed woman back in June of 2023. So the babies are almost 1. Here's a picture of Jimmy with the twins. This means Jimmy conceived his 9-month-old twins 3 months before he and his wife conceived their third child, which is messy. Now, here's the deal. I know it's my delivery that makes you all say I'm messy. I have no kids. I have no divorce. I have no assault, no sex assault, no abuse reports. I have none of this, but I'm messy. Jimmy, maybe he just has a high sex drive.
Clearly.
But is this messy?
Oh, it's yes. messy. Yes.
This it is Nick it. Cannon with a cowboy hat.
Nick ain't married.
That's what I'm going to say, but Jimmy Allen's worse.
No. Nick wasn't committed to any one woman. Nick was not married and in a relationship where he was bound by any rules or law or morals to be loyal to. He had an arrangement with all these women. They all accepted the terms, and that's why he has no drama. So I don't agree that there's any there when it comes to him being like a Nick Cannon. Now he is at least stepping up to the plate and owning all his kids like Nick does. Well, in addition to these photos of the new twins, Jimmy had his say about the criticism that y'all have been leaving him because all of y'all criticizing, no, you got a man somewhere with kids on the side. This is what Jimmy said, slamming all of you criticizing him for having these twins. I have 6 kids. I love each one of them. I refuse to let anyone make me feel ashamed of any of my children. And the only opinion I care about is theirs. And he put a yellow heart because clearly gold is his favorite color. Don't you agree, though? It's nobody's opinion but his. Nobody has anything to say but him and his girl, right?
I don't know. You're a public figure, and you doing your dirt on social media. You released that picture of your twins that your wife, who you're going through a divorce with, did not know you had, and you had a baby with her after you conceived those twins. So you being shady.
I would have posted that video. I'd have posted that post, but the video before it to my ex, the soon-to-be wife, would be, gotcha.
Oh my God. You are nasty.
Yeah, because here you thought you was getting rid of me. I had already gotten rid of you. I mean, that's clearly the pettiness of me, but I mean I clearly am not in this world to do anything like this. And these are real lives that we're talking about, Jimmy. This is not a song. This is not a lyric. These are actually living, breathing human beings, right? Mm-hmm. All cute, by the way.
Yes.
Cute.
However, can we put the twins back up?
I already know.
He cheated on her with a white man. Mm-hmm.
Fluorescent beige.
Does that make it sting more? I mean, we are talking in the presence of a white woman.
Yeah. I'll close my ears. Y'all could talk.
If your boyfriend, who's a black man, cheated on you with a black woman, would you feel some type of way different than him just cheating, or would it sting differently?
It would sting the same no matter the color.
Yeah. Well, you're a little different, though, because you're more closer to the culture than most white women. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Because if Jonathan Majors cheated on Megan Good with the white woman who got him in trouble right now, America would be burning his black car down.
100%.
Right?
100%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So okay. But you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
But do you think this stings a little more because she gave him 2? She said, here, take 2 to go. I did my little shake.
Little 2 for 1.
You know, white girls, you know how they shake, you know?
I don't know. I think if he was with a black woman, it might have stung a little bit differently. But his ex, she probably just like, he been sticking it to everybody regardless of color, so who cares?
It's just the fact that he's married for me. That's just disgusting.
Well, now it's unclear if Jimmy and his wife will pick back up where their divorce left off. But Alexis has seemingly reacted to Jimmy's post, and this is what she said.
I don't have anything to say, but I'm just gonna... Those lies, they'll always catch up to you. What is done in the dark will come out in the light every single time. So keep playing. I am truly at the point in my life where I'm just letting God work and not saying shit anymore. There's no reason to say shit. People tell on themselves. They show you who they are. They always expose themselves. You don't have to do a single thing, ever. Something always comes out, and it just happens naturally. So I'm gonna stay here, enjoy my motherfucking day, and keep it pushing.
Well, he likes him a light-skinned snack, clearly. She's black and Asian?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's what the internet says about.
Is that the mother of the other kids?
She's the mother of 3 of the kids.
That's his wife.
That's the wife. But so she's not the mother of the other kids?
She's the mother of 3 of the kids.
Okay.
3 of the 6 kids.
Wow. There's a lot going on, huh?
Yeah.
Well, either way, kids are cute. Jimmy, figure it out. Put it in a love song. Somebody had called me. I can't remember. If you're out there watching and you called me about Jimmy coming on my show, I can't remember who called me. Somebody said Jimmy Allen wants to come on your show. We would love to have you. So reach out to us, Jimmy. Strap that thing up. Pow, pow. Bye. Well, listen, I love to own my own stuff because that's what I do here at the Hollywood Unlocked production of the Jason Lee podcast. And you remember on one of my previous shows, I said that Beyonce, her doing this Texas Houston music thing, this country thing, was going back and making white people mad because we were going to take their music. Baby, I sounded so stupid then, and I'm going to try to sound a lot smarter now. I didn't even really know the history of country music, and that was our music that was stolen from us. I've then learned that rock and roll was stolen from us. You know, Sam Smith tried to take R&B from us. Everything is it comes from us, and they take it. So that's why I'm going to not only give Beyonce her flowers. But I'm going to say that I have been jamming to Texas Hold'em every day since I went and heard it. Rob was there. Marina was there to bear witness. We had an event at our studio where I had DJ Damage play music, and he played Texas Hold'em, and we heard that beat, that dun-dun-dun-dun. We heard it, and it played it. We had him play it over and over, and now I can't get in my car without playing Texas Hold'em. Because one thing I've learned for sure is Queen B is a musical genius. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say it. You're a musical genius. I was hating. Even though I heard Kim Burse, who used to be your music director, say to me on the phone, do not hate on the girl. Let her grow. Let her evolve. Trust her and trust in the process. You'll fall in love with it. And I always have. Even though I told myself I was going to try it here, I just couldn't do it. Now it's happened. Beyonce is a musical genius. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you like Texas Hold'em at first, though?
No.
No, remember I told you, I texted you the first time I heard it. I was like, I don't know. I'm not sold yet. I was like, give me 15 more plays. I'm going to probably like it.
And now what?
I love it.
Went out and bought you some good old Wranglers, huh? And some
and
cowboy
hat.
It wasn't until I kept hearing it like 30 times in a row in the Sprinter, on those Sprinter speakers in your car. Then I was like, oh, okay. I hear what she's doing. But I feel like this is the same hate Kanye got when he made like 808s and Heartbreaks. Like all geniuses and just musicians should be like genre bending.
But what I love about what Beyonce is doing is that she's taking us on a musical journey. The last album she did, the Renaissance album, which was act one of a now we know three act thing that we're getting ready. First of all, Beyonce needs to go to prison. Beyonce needs to go to prison because you're intentionally trying to bankrupt the world and take all of our money. Because now these are more tours that we're going to go to. Now they're going to sell out of hats, boots, and Wrangler jeans. Well, anyway, she's teasing this Cowboy Carter album, and the new country-inspired album is closer than we expected. Okay, because after dropping her single, Texas Hold'em and the 16 Carriages, she then has become the first black woman. Where's it at? With a number one single on the Hot Country song chart. Nasty work, Beyonce. Nasty. Beyonce is going to release her album, Act Two, Cowboy Carter, next Friday, March 29th. And she gave us some cover art to look at. Take a look. This is the cover. Now, girl, we know that they put you on the horse AI. You ain't sitting with no horse galloping like that. I need to see BTS video of this shoot. I love that she's, let's see what she's talking about. She's holding the flag. So America's going to already feel, you know, the country America is going to feel some way about that. She got the white hair. She got the red, white, and blue outfit on the white horse. And she's looking good as hell. Well, Beyonce is saying that the album has been over 5 years in the making and was born out of an experience years ago where she didn't feel welcomed in country. Because of that experience, she did a deep dive into the history of country and created her own new album that's inspired by the genre. And if you remember, when she went to the Country Music Awards and she performed with the Dixie Chicks, by the way, the Dixie Chicks, who you all thought were disgraced because of her criticism of the president back at the time, I think it was Bush, she performed with the Dixie Chicks and she shut the Country Music Awards down. She looked good. It was Daddy Lessons she performed. Mm-hmm. She looked great. They sounded great. And she showed us a glimpse into where she was going. And you made her feel some type of way. Remember they did the whole petitioning saying that, you know, too black. It was too black. then to come to find out that we created the genre, and then come to find out that Beyonce used a black banjo player on the Texas Hold'em song, how specific to detail she was in making sure that she was reviving the perception of ownership over a genre that we created, and it pissed y'all off. Well, thank God that, you know, we were able to see you all push it to number one, because she deserves to be there. Well, now Beyonce is insisting that it's not a country album, but this is a Beyonce album. And in addition to Beyonce facing criticism over her country crossover, she's also facing criticism from Erykah Badu, who claims that Beyonce has ripped off her style once again. Now, we love Erykah Badu. Why y'all always look like y'all brace for impact?
I'm waiting.
We do. We're like...
We love Erykah Badu. She is a special person in her own right. And we all know that people love her. The men in the industry love her. Music lovers love her. We love Erykah Badu. We even forgave her for not shaving under her arms. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
She had a big old bush.
Mm-hmm.
And Beyonce is not above being addressed, because Khalees, friend to the show, did it. And it was, in all fairness to her, it was rightfully so, because what Pharrell did and, you know, owning her music catalog. But Erykah, you might be stretching it a little bit here. This is sort of like when Kim Kardashian thought that she created the box braids. Well, amid the rollout of Cowboy Carter, Beyonce dropped a limited edition cover. And let me show you a photo of that. Some could say it's giving Bo Derek. Some could say it's giving Donna Summer. Mm-hmm. Some could say it's giving Shaniqua from Chick-fil-A over there on Wilshire. Well, Erykah Badu said, nah, son. She had a different reaction to Beyonce rocking the long braids and the beaded bang. One of Erykah's signature looks from some time ago. Let me show you a photo of Erykah shading Beyonce. That'd be like me pulling my armpit out right now and being mad at you saying you stole it because I did it first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not the armpit. But I'm saying,
yes.
If I go and show my hair, I hate showing hair under my arms. I think I have hair.
Anyways, oh my God, I never seen your armpit.
So nasty. But if I show you my hair, does that mean that I did it first and so like you're in trouble, you know?
You know what?
Yeah, like, come on. Braids, you own braids, Erykah Badu. Come on.
And beads. Serena Williams and her sister Venus have photos and videos from back in the day with the same look.
Yes.
Johnny, put those photos right here. Okay, this is Serena Williams or Venus Williams wearing the same look. It happens. What do you think?
I think it was an overreach. I love Erykah. But girl, you don't own braids and beads, especially right. Trying to own a black woman on braids and beads. Like, come on. We love you, Erykah, but no.
I think black women in the industry, and this is not a broad statement, there's some of you that just haven't accepted that Beyonce is a black woman. And I don't know if it's because she's fair skinned. I don't know if it's because she's been given favor, but the Lord said favor ain't fair, baby. And Beyonce has gotten a lot of favor, but she's also done the work. She's worked her ass off. She looks great. She sounds great. She's a mother of three. She's a wife. She's a sister. She's a daughter. She's a humanitarian. She's a designer. She's a songwriter. She gets help, but she's an entrepreneur. She's a lot of things. So she's the level of greatness. She's earned that. And the fact that we're now distracted by whether or not she created this look or you created this look, to me, is an indictment on you being a hater.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to like to hear that, but that's what it is. And the Beehive believed that. And they came zing for you, Erykah, because you had to, you caught on Jay-Z. Erykah issued this statement to Jay-Z. Take a look. To Jay-Z, say something, Jay. You going to let this woman and these bees do this to me? I love Erykah's humor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, seemingly clapping back for her client, B's publicist, Yvette Knowles Shore.
Mm-hmm.
posted a video of Beyonce's braided looks over the years and said she slays now, then, always. Hashtag critics without credentials. Take a look of the video. Beyonce has been in the industry a lot longer than you, Erica, and she's had a lot more covers than you and a lot more looks than you and a lot more budget than you. So maybe you missed a few things when you were chasing Andre 3000 around or Common or something like that. But either way, Yvette got you all the way together. It's something when a publicist drags you for filth, right? And Yvette isn't even the shady type. Okay, I know you all thought I shaded her, and I didn't really shade her. I just dropped her name because everybody can get it. Clearly, she's saying you can get it, pow, pow. This is what she did to you.
The clip out.
Just so you know that I'm not being messy. Johnny, run that video back when I say now that Yvette showed. Okay, ready, set, go. I know you guys think this show is messy, but it really is an escape for all of you who are just bored at work right now. But it's true. Yvette didn't have to shoot you down like that, but she shot you down with facts. Maybe Yvette will forgive me for being honest about how she was a hater and a cock blocker with me by being honest about what I think here now. And look, Yvette, I even ain't no hold 'em. Oh, get my wig right. You know what I mean? But maybe not. Who cares? Now, defending Beyonce, other social users question Erykah Badu jacking her braids and beads from Rick James, Patrice Rushen, Peaches and Herb, Evelyn Champagne King, and the list goes on and on and on because you know blacks ain't created everything because other blacks created it first. Or Kim Kardashian. I don't know. Somebody created the box braid look. Kim Kardashian should have been canceled for that.
She put beads on hers, too.
She took... Braids. Bo Derek's thing that Bo Derek took from black women. Anyway, take a look at this collage. Here's Rick James. Ooh, Rick James looked like Kelly Rowland right there. I ain't gonna lie. He don't look like Rick James look a little like Kelly Rowland. Patrice Rushen look a little like Tabitha Brown. Right?
I'm not seeing those, but
the lady below looks like my ex makeup artist Artelia.
Yes. She's giving Artelia.
And Peaches and Herb look like don't that look like Miss Tina and her baby daddy?
Yes.
Don't it?
Oh, and that one I see.
Anyway, this isn't the only instance Erica has been accused or has accused Beyonce of stealing a look. She's been a Beyonce hater for a long time. Liz, what she said all the way back in July. Take a look. She called out Beyonce for taking this look. Now, Erica, I understand that the same tin man that made your hat may have made hers, but that faux fur you got going on ain't nothing like that cheap Ivy Park that she's wearing. Here's another one.
Not the comment.
You're flattered. Ooh. Erica, you are shady. You're my type of girl. Anyway, Erica, you're definitely not going to get featured on any of these albums. You're not even going to get free tickets. Yvette is going to block you. Any campaign you try to, you know they're going to cancel you because you know that's how they do. Lay your card down, 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 down. I don't know. What else do you say? Erica is Erica, though. Erica, you know, as much as I had to read you for what you did, you're beautiful and amazing. I mean, your albums, I listen. Call Tyrone. You know how many guys I've sung that song to? Yeah, bad. I call Tyrone. Call him. All right. Well, call Jay and fix this, okay? Because I don't want you to get caught in the elevator with her and Solange. All right. Peace. All right. That's it. Let's get to Thoughts and Prayers. You Yeehaw, Cowboy Carter's on the way, y'all. And are you ready? Because they tried to block Beyonce from the rodeo, but she brought her own hat and horse to the roundup. And who's going to check her, boo? Ms. Badu, not you. Auntie may be the godmother and queen of soul, but ain't no soul checking Beyonce on her own internet. But we still love you, Erica. The only people not feeling the love is Planet Fitness. Now, y'all got them sweating. All puns intended. Losing $400 million in valuation in just a couple of days. Y'all were not playing with that boycott. While we love everybody, we definitely have to call out those who take advantage of the LGBTQ plus rights and put our women and children in harm's way. And these big companies that don't properly investigate these incidents, shame on you too. Do better. Which is probably the same thing Jimmy Allen's wife told him to do when he stepped out on her without them condoms and had them twins. Making for a great country album, though, by the way. Nothing sells records better than songs about love, infidelity, and disloyalty, which is something Michael Jackson's mom is facing right now with her Michael Jackson son Blanket. And BG, if you want to be correct. Grandma and grandson were just on the same team fighting for Michael's legacy, and then BG flipped the script and said, nah, grandma, hold up. I'm good. You got it. You pay for it. I'm out. Now, this will make you question if having kids is the right thing to do. Can't trust none of them. Now, Michael Jackson's son, BG, could learn something from Wendy's son, Kevin Jr. Now, that young man refuses to give up on his mother and her legacy. The situation is beyond heartbreaking. All of us feel it here at the show. But we send our love and prayers to young Kev and the family fighting for our beloved media queen, Wendy. And we will continue to be right there to fight with them. That is it for the Jason Lee Show. Let me give a round of applause because we made it through. And this episode is over. You can make sure that you're subscribing to us everywhere that podcasts are streamed, that you download it. Make sure you go to YouTube, take it, share it everywhere that people can see it. Make us go viral on TikTok before Big Joey cancels it. And continue to come back and check out our next show with Safari, who did not disappoint. Safari showed up, and we have the promo for you. Take a look.
I didn't know the relationship with you and Nicki Minaj got violent.
How did I get here?
You don't remember getting chased with a knife.
You're just
being asked a question. It's not even.
Oh man.
Are you avoiding these questions because you don't want Zoo to show up outside your house at 5 a.m. like he did Offset?
Yo, listen.
You know, you and Erica.
You leaked that she was pregnant.
She was mad.
That hurt.
You dated Neo's ex-wife, Crystal, too, right? Did Neo find out that y'all were dating?
You kidding me, Jason? You kidding me?
That's how they said Nicki was acting when she was chasing you with the knife.
Oh my God.
All right, make sure you tune in, y'all. I'm out of here. Peace.
The Jason Lee Podcast.